This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Alaska fisheries, more than 3 miles offshore, fall under the purview of the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, a group of 11 voting members that makes policy decisions about the federal fisheries off the Alaska coast. One of those council members is Seward's Andy Mesereau. He was just appointed to his third 3-year term by Governor Mike Dunleavy. It'll be his last due to term limits.
They advocate for people that are directly involved in the fishery to participate in this decision making. And so, you know, for a common man like myself from Seward, Alaska, to be able to directly control how, you know, the levers of government are managing fisheries is a huge honor and responsibility, and it has not been lost on me.
Mesereau is one of 6 members from Alaska. The others come from Washington and Oregon, since those states also have stake in Alaska's fisheries. He's also the only active fisherman on the council and the sole member from the Kenai Peninsula. Mesereau owns Gray Light Charters in Seward. He got involved with the council in 1995 when he was applying for a charter permit for his then new business.
And I got a letter back saying that I might not be able to participate because of a control date established by this North Pacific Fishery Management Council. So I figured I should probably learn what this council does and how it works to make sure that I can go into business.
He was also drawn to the legal and philosophical issues council members have to debate. He says serving on the council has been tough and rewarding.
If you do this job serving on the council and you don't lose sleep over it and you don't feel queasy in your stomach when you have to make some of these decisions, you're not the right person for doing it.
He remembers one hard call from 2016 when the council tabled a plan to rationalize the groundfish fishery in the Gulf of Alaska, a plan that would have reduced the amount of halibut and salmon caught in trawling bycatch.
And we just had an overwhelming display of support for moving forward with that, where they had a parade of processor workers that they had and hundreds of people testifying, and they were sort of pleading for this rationalization program to help them participate in their fisheries. And ultimately, we chose not to go down that path. And that was a particularly difficult one.
Sometimes those calls hit close to home. In December, the council followed the state's recommendation to close the federal waters of Upper Cook Inlet to commercial salmon fishing, rather than have the state manage the resource alongside the federal government. Commercial fishermen say that decision will have grave consequences for them and the processors who make their livelihoods there. But council members, including Mesereau, say they didn't have another option.
We just couldn't do it legally. The state wouldn't relinquish control of that fishery to the federal government. And once that became the position, we could not keep that area open.
He says he's hoping there will be a legislative workaround in the future that could allow the fishery to reopen. The Magnuson-Stevens Act sets the rules for fishery management in federal waters.
In my own mind, I'm hopeful that fishermen in Cook Inlet aren't going to really end up getting put out of business, but hopefully the law will change and we'll be able to fix this.
Currently, council members are considering a plan to develop a rationalization program for Pacific cod in the Bering Sea, since cod fishermen there are experiencing shorter seasons and decreasing stocks. At its October meeting, set to be held in person, the council will review its halibut catch sharing plan. It's something that comes up every few years, and Mesereau says he's hoping to iron out some of the procedural pitfalls in the current plan.
Essentially now, we don't know what the management measures are going to be until January of the existing charter season. So between September and January, any bookings we take might be subject to day of the week closures where the people book a halibut charter and then that day is closed, and we have to circle back around with clients and tell them they can't go fishing for halibut on specific days that they book.
As part of that review, they'll also look at how halibut is allocated between charters and longline fishermen. The last time the council looked at the resource, in 2014, it had a rosier outlook about how the resource would develop over time. Separately, the council voted last year to reduce some of the management requirements on the charter fleet in that fishery to make halibut charters more appealing to in-state tourists amid the pandemic. Mesereau's appointment is awaiting the green light from the Secretary of Commerce. Meantime, he's got a Seward fishing season to prep for. The council next meets between April 12th and 17th. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.